What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Just Isabel Things podcast. If you're new here, my name's Isabel. I'm a 19-year-old podcaster in college, and today I'm doing a movie review and my thoughts on the movie Boyhood. The movie Boyhood was directed by Richard Linklater, and it came out in 2014. Came out in 2014, and I had to watch this movie for my coming of age on screen class. It's a class where we have to watch a movie, a different movie every week in the semester, and we talk about it and stuff like that. So that's the movie. I really enjoyed the movie, and I just thought it would be a really cool idea to talk about my thoughts on the movie because it was interesting how it was done, and I'll just talk more about that later. But before we get into it, you guys know that I like to start off with a life update. First off, literally cannot believe it is November already. This year has just flown by so fast, and it's crazy that we're kind of like entering in the holiday season. And that means that like 2023 is just right around the corner, which is so unbelievably crazy to think about. But, you know, we just had Halloween last week. Halloweekend was really, really fun in college, especially at my college. It's kind of a thing where everyone dresses up, and it was cool to see other people's costumes, and it's funny because, like, it's unreal how these people come up with these, like, fantastic costumes, but I saw some really funny costumes out there. And it was overall a really fun weekend, and I hope everyone had a happy and safe Halloween with your family and your friends. Yeah, it sucks that, like, Halloween was, like, on a Monday, because not really a lot of people, I guess, that I knew went out, and I'm obviously way too old to go trick-or-treating. But I wish, like, I could hand out candy and stuff, but the kids, like, don't come to, like, dorm rooms, obviously, and trick-or-treat. But I was talking to my one friend, and she was telling me how her friend goes to a different college, and they allow kids to, like, come in and, like, trick-or-treating. Like, it's, like, a thing at their college, so that's pretty cool. I wish we had that. But anyways, yeah, just had Halloween, and I'm also working on a sponsorship opportunity, which is really, really cool. It's been a very long time since I've had a sponsorship opportunity kind of come my way for a number of reasons, just me being in college and not actively seeking them out. So that's just kind of why you haven't really seen a lot of sponsorship stuff on the podcast in the last probably year, I would say. But I am working on a new one very soon, so I can't wait to talk about it a little bit later in the year. So be sure to be on the lookout for that, and you can make sure you're following me on my Instagram, at just.isabel.things.podcast, so you are, you know, staying in tune with what's going on, in my podcast. Be sure to check out, my episode from 2 weeks ago, where I talk about limiting procrastination and kind of increasing productivity. Like, I'm being productive right now, even though it's a Saturday, and I really want to be laying in my bed, but I have some laundry going on in the dryer, and, you know, our dryers, they take, like, 45 minutes, so I decided, you know what, I'm just gonna record my podcast, and it'll be good. So, like I said, today I'm talking about Boyhood, and I'm very excited. Also, if you hear my door kind of, like, rumbling right now, it's because my window is open, so, and it's kind of windy outside, but if I leave my window closed, it's gonna get really hot in here. So my window is open, and the wind's kind of blowing in, and it's knocking on my door, or, like, making my door move. So if you hear my door being loud, just ignore it. But yeah, like I said, I'm talking about Boyhood today, and what's interesting about this movie, for those of you who don't know, actually, okay, I'll explain what the movie is about. Well, no. Okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna explain, like, how the movie was filmed. So, in, like, 2001, Richard Linklater was like, I'm gonna make a movie about, you know, 12 years of, in a span of 12 years. Yeah, see, there goes my door being annoying. I'm sorry about that, guys. So anyways, Richard Linklater was like, I wanna make a movie, you know, with just a boy. I'm going to cast a boy, and it's going to be, we are going to film every, a couple days out of every year, and it's the same boy, you know, for 12 years of his life. So they cast the kid, who is Eller Coltrane. They go by they, them pronouns, so I'll be referring to them as they. And they cast Eller Coltrane. Guys, my door is being really annoying. Okay, I'm going to close my window, pause the recording, and I'll be back to recording. Okay, sorry for that brief intermission, but I closed my window and my, but so you probably won't hear my door moving. You might hear my neighbor's door moving, but hopefully that fixes the problem. Okay, so back to talking about Boyhood. I forgot where I left off, but I think I'm just going to jump back into the synopsis. So Richard Linklater, you know, decided to make a movie over a span of 12 years about what it, about growing up and Boyhood. And basically every week, you know, for from 12 years, from like 2002 until 2013, I want to say, or like 2001, I think was when they started filming. I don't know. I don't remember what year they started filming, but in that, in the span of 12 years, they, like, you know, the movie crew, it was kind of the same movie crew throughout the whole 12 years, and for the main cast, like, probably, you know, the seven main characters all came back year after year after year, and obviously some other characters were around for a couple of years, but for the most part, like, the main family and stuff like that were, like, all came back year after year after year. And, you know, the family, so the mom is Patricia Arquette, the dad is Ethan Hawke, the sister is Lorelai Linklater, who's Richard Linklater's daughter, and then Eller Coltrane, who plays Mason, the boy of Boyhood. And what's interesting is I don't think this has been done before. Before Boyhood came out, I don't think something like this has been done before, especially over a span of 12 years. Like, that's really, really cool. And what's also interesting is I know Richard Linklater is directing a movie with, like, Beanie Feldstein on, I think it's based off of Merrily We Roll Along, or it is Merrily We Roll Along, but I think it's, I don't know if it's, like, it's more than 12 years. It's, like, 20 years or something. So he's kind of doing what he did for Boyhood, but kind of expanding that into a different type of movie. So that'll be interesting to see, how that goes, when that comes out. I don't know when that's coming out. Probably not for like 18 more years or something, however long they're filming it. But anyways, I really, really like this movie. I thought the ending scene was insane. Absolutely. Oh, I just, and I said this for like the first couple days after watching it, I just thought the end scene, if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about, was just absolutely insane. Oh my god, I love this movie so much. I don't know if I said this before I closed my window, but this movie is a little bit longer because obviously it covers 12 years. But it's 2 hours and 45 minutes, and I can confidently say that this is probably one of my favorite movies that I watched this year. I'm a big fan of Richard Linklater. He directed School of Rock, and I haven't seen any of his other movies. I probably should watch, like, Dazed and Confused and other movies, but, he watched School of Rock, so I knew I was probably gonna like Boyhood, and it was definitely a very good coming-of-age movie, because I obviously took it for my coming-of-age on-screen class. So, yeah. And it's cool because, like, in the span of 12 years, like, Richard Linklater, you know, directed, like I said, directed School of Rock, you know, toward the beginning of the filming of Boyhood, and I think had, like, a couple other projects during that time as well. But he said that, I was doing some more research into the movie, and he said that he knew how he wanted to end it, but he didn't know certain elements, like, there were some things that, like, he wasn't sure of. Like, obviously, in 2001, when he was, you know, thinking and developing the movie, he didn't know in 2008 that Obama was going to be elected or running for president. Because, you know, there's a scene in the movie where the kids are putting out signs on, in a neighborhood, like, that's a, say, like, Obama 2008, or something like that. So, obviously, he's not going to know that in 2001. And they talk about, you know, the Iraq War. And they talk about just some other stuff. And also, they put in the movie, there's a lot of references and just, not references, but just a lot of scenes involving where you see the technology of the time. You know, the kids are playing with Game Boys and iPod Touches and are listening to music that was popular at that time. Like, at the first part of the 2007 scene, like, Crank That by Soulja Boy is playing. And it's cool to see the fashion because the early 2000s fashion is, you know, different from fashion today. And so that was also another really cool aspect as well. So I would say the music gets an A+. There's also a ton of really cool songs in the movie as well. And what's also cool is that they kind of use the same type of film to film the whole movie. And, you know, as you know, technology progressed and as film production technology progressed, it got harder and harder for them to film on that type of film. I think they use like 35 something film. I don't know what the correct terminology is, and I'm a digital media major, I should know this, but so the type of technology they used, it got harder and harder for them to use later on, but it ended up working out, and the cinematography was very, very cool in this movie. And I think I already talked about this, but I really, it was well acted. Again, I don't know if I already said this, but Patricia Arquette, you know, won best actress of, or won best, she won the Oscar for best supporting actress, beating out Meryl Streep, Emma Stone. So that's cool as well. Let me think. I would definitely say this movie covers a lot of elements of growing up. Like that, I mean, I know that's the basis of the movie, but it, like, it talks about, like, hardship, like, financial hardship and trauma with, like, divorced parents, and it talks about, like, dating and, you know, like, smoking and college. Like, big elements of growing up are heavily featured and mentioned in the movie, because, like, I feel like a lot of movies about, like, coming of age movies might focus on one element of hardship, like financial struggles, but this one covers so many of stuff that people go, like, kids go through as they grow up. It's not just one thing focused, it's just so many different things that kids go through is focused in the movie. And also, going back to, like, movie tidbits, because I just love movie tidbits, and I think it really helps to, like, understand the movie, if that makes any sense. The movie was shot over 40, like, even though it's, like, spanned over 12 years, it was shot over 45 days from May 2002 until August 2013. Some other fun facts is Boyhood is one of only 11 movies to receive a Metascore of 100, which is, like, the highest possible score that can be attained from, like, professional movie critics. So that's really cool. Let me see. Anyways, there's just so many fun facts and just elements to this movie because, like, it's just so unique and something that, like, hasn't really been done before, to my knowledge. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what Richard Linklater does in Merrily We Roll Along, as well as other movies in the future. But yeah, I just really, really enjoy this movie, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to see it, because I had never seen it prior to watching it this past week for my class. But overall, this is definitely one of my favorite movies I watched all year,
I can confidently say that this is, like, my favorite movie of the year, probably. And, yeah, it's just definitely a movie that I think everyone should watch. So if you have, if you're just, if it's a rainy afternoon or maybe over Christmas break, just definitely watch it, because it was very, very good. So go watch Boyhood. I really, really like the movie. It's a little long. So if you don't like long movies, you should still watch it. But, yeah, it was a great movie. And I think that's it for today's episode. Go watch Boyhood. Be sure to check out my episode from 2 weeks ago where I talk about increasing productivity and limiting procrastination. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks for my next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Like I said at the beginning, be sure to check on my Instagram for information coming up about a future sponsorship opportunity that I'm really excited to share with you guys. And I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next week, or in 2 weeks, for a new podcast. Bye, guys!